Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're joined by Pam Boyd, the Executive Director for the United Way of Eastern Utah. Pam, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to talk about this great upcoming event you guys are doing, the Souls for Souls. So thank you again.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
So let's jump right into it, and let's give a brief overview of what the United Way of Eastern Utah is for some people who might be new to the area or might not know what you guys are all about.
Well, the United Way of Eastern Utah is part of the United Way Worldwide Network. You know, there's about, I think it's about 14,000 chapters around the globe. And here in the United States, about 95% of your local communities are served by United Way. In Eastern Utah, that means us. And we're both a tiny United Way and a huge United Way. And tiny in that, you know, it is just me and it is just a part-time office hours that we're able to offer, but it is a huge service area. We cover kind of, if you look where Utah comes into, Wyoming comes into Utah, and you take a line down to Arizona, that's kind of our service area. It's Daggett, Duchesne, Uinta, Carbon, Emory, San Juan, and Grand Counties.
So you really do cover a wide chunk of the state, and you guys are doing so much good out there for the state, so we thank you for that. Now let's kind of talk about the upcoming event you guys are putting on to help those people, which is Souls for Souls. So let's just kind of talk about what this event is all about.
Well, Souls to Souls is our example of working on our mission with United Way. And United Way, our mission is to improve lives by harnessing the caring power of community. That is the mission of the organization. And you know, when you live in a little area like Price, you understand the idea of harnessing the caring power of community. We see it all the time, you know, with fundraisers and with neighbors reaching out. And our service areas are health, financial stability, and education. Big service areas, big challenges there. And so what we've been able to do successfully is this little tiny organization is drill down and drill down and drill down and find a need and address it. And in the case of education, we've drilled down to the point that we came up with this idea. And I think it's a really valid idea. And it's also a problem that's solvable, which in so many issues in education aren't, you know, in a small community, aren't within your means to really address. This one we can solve. And the idea is this: if you head off to school, say you're a third grader, okay? You're heading off to school in a pair of shoes that don't fit you. They were your brother's shoes. They're last year's shoes. You've outgrown them. For whatever reason, those shoes just aren't right. Now, think about the times you've, as an adult, shown up to work in shoes that weren't right. And, you know, and think about how it just takes all your attention away from what you're doing. You're thinking about your feet hurting. Now, that third grader, how are they going to learn math or English or just experience school when what they're thinking about is their cold, wet feet or their sore feet? We can solve that. We can get them a new pair of shoes. And so that's what Souls to Souls does. We do it in a couple ways. Throughout the school year, we take referrals from school counselors, principals, teachers, and they let us know that a kid showed up to school in stocking feet. They let us know a kid showed up to school in their shoes disintegrated at recess, you know, just for whatever reason. And, you know, we respond and we get that kid a pair of shoes. We do that in a big way at the Souls to Souls pop-up shops by providing back-to-school shoes. You know, let's start out the school year on a great foot, you know? And so what we do in these events is that we bring a whole lot of shoes out and people bring their kids and we give them a new pair of shoes and there's no paperwork and there's no charge.
Now, that's just great for the community. That's a good way to kind of help with that community outreach and kind of help build us up from the roots down by kind of helping these kids who, this is an important thing, is getting an education, and this helps them focus more on that, not worry about their shoes, like you pointed out. Now, this pop-up shop is coming up on Saturday, August 10th from 9 a.m. to noon at the Price City Peace Garden. Now, let's talk a little more in-depth. If there are people out there listening who want to get involved with this event, what would be the best way for them to do that?
Well, for volunteers, we'd love to have you. And so you can reach out to us. Our email address is liveunited@uweu.org. You can shoot me an email and I'd be happy to let you know how you can help out. You can call us at 435-637-8911. You know, just reach out and we can find work for you. No problem.
And it's a good way to help give back to the community, because that's a big thing around here, is kind of being that neighborly feel. You know, everyone is helping each other, lift each other up. And this is a great chance for you to be able to do that. Now, if people are looking to participate in the Souls to Souls pop-up shop, what should they do? Is there anything they have to do beforehand?
Nope. Not a thing. You show up on the day of the event. I would encourage you to show up early, because, you know, we have 500 pairs of shoes, but we have 500 pairs of shoes. We don't have an unlimited supply. And, you know, bring your kids. The kids need to be present. We will measure their feet, and we will make sure that they get shoes that fit them correctly. So because we're measuring feet and you're trying on shoes, you ought to wear socks. and we'd encourage them to do that. And we have one change in the program this year, and if we've run out of shoes at a given size or I can't meet the need of people that day, we've taken names and contact numbers. That system hasn't been very effective. You know, it's been really hard to reach back out to people and get the shoes to them. We only get about a third of what we order, you know, picked up. And so that's just, we figure, you know what, a more effective way to do it is, you know, if you come to the event and we are out of your size, when you get to school, let your teacher or a counselor know, you know, if you need shoes, we will get you shoes. But that's a better way to make sure that they actually get to the kid. So, 500 pairs of shoes, it's pretty much 10 pairs deep in every size. And, you know, we go from size 8 kids, you know, like kindergartners, to 12th graders, to size 13 men's. So we have a lot of shoes. And I guess I'll say one more thing about the shoes. You know, in the older sizes, you know, the men's and women's sizes, so it's women's size 5 to 12 and men's size 7 to 13. We have working relationship with New Balance Shoe Company, and we are able to purchase shoes. Souls to Souls is funded by donors. You know, we get grant money, we get people that donate money to the program. We don't do a shoe drive. It's not the best way to meet our need. And so we get the money, then we go out and we purchase the shoes. And we have this working relationship with New Balance that we're able to fill our order from their overstock and discontinued list. So we're able to get their shoes at an average cost of about $25 a pair. I don't know if you've bought New Balance shoes, but they're about $130 a pair. So we get kids, especially older kids, in a really good quality pair of shoes.
And that's something I feel is very important. You're not just handing out cheap $10, $15 shoes. You guys are going out and you're providing some very high quality shoes to these school kids. So that's something that I think is very commendable that you guys are doing out there. Now, Pam, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, I'm just really excited. This is the third time we've done this here in Price. We're excited to bring the event back. You know, it's a wonderful, wonderful day, and we're excited to do this for the community.
Well, Pam, thank you so much again for taking the time out of your day to come talk with us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Pam Boyd, and we were talking about the United Way of Eastern Utah's Souls to Souls pop-up shoe shop coming up on Saturday, August 10th from 9 a.m. to noon at the Price City Peace Garden. For more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.